Elijah went a day's journey into the desert until he came to a broom tree and sat beneath it. He prayed for death, saying, "This is enough, O Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my fathers." He lay down and fell asleep under the broom tree. But then an angel touched him and ordered him to get up and eat. Elijah looked, and there at his head was a hearth cake and a jug of water. After he ate and drank, he lay down again. But the angel of the Lord came back a second time, touched him, and ordered, "Get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you." He got up, ate, and drank. Then, strengthened by that food, he walked for 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God, Horeb, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The responsorial psalm is, "Taste and see the goodness of the Lord."
Taste and see the goodness of the Lord.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad.
Taste and see the glory of the Lord.
Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears.
Taste and see the goodness of the Lord.
Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the afflicted man called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him.
Taste and see the goodness of the Lord.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him.
Taste and see the goodness of the Lord.
The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were sealed for the day of redemption. All bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, and reviling must be removed from you, along with all malice. And be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. So be the imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love, as Christ loved us and he handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise them up on the last day. For it is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone who sees seen the Father, except the one who was from God, he has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat and not die. I am the living bread that come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I started thinking about this reflection today when as I read the readings, I started thinking about the notion of wandering in the desert and just wondering why is it that so many of our biblical friends end up there for over a month at a time. It kind of paints a bleak picture of a really, really dangerous and lonely place to be, this remote and desolate and completely devoid of any of the resources that we need for survival, and really replaced with nothing but the hot sun and sand to just bake to death in. So it definitely does sound like a very lonely, dangerous, and bleak place to be. I remember a time several years ago I was a target of some characterizations in a former job that I thought were unfair to me. And we probably all at one time or another have uttered the expression that sometimes you find out who your friends are. But I remember a coworker that I had trusted and respected, and just talking about how funny it all was with what I was going through. And one of the last things that I've ever said to this person was how unfunny it will be for you if you're ever in a situation like this. And I watched their smile change into an expression of kind of surprise that I would say something like that. But what I was describing was sort of a feeling of being in my own personal desert at the time, kind of out alone, and nobody that I really could consider any kind of an ally was able to help me. It's that feeling that we all sometimes get that there are more forces against us than there are for us. Sometimes today the term for that might be, I've been canceled. Elijah sought refuge under a broom tree, which is also sometimes called a juniper. And I looked it up to see what that is. It's a shrub that's both tall enough and wide enough to provide shade, and it still has enough room to lie underneath it. And he wallowed in despair about his situation to the point that he even asked for death. Instead, he was provided with bread and water. He survived and proceeded to Horeb, which I discovered is the same mountain as Mount Sinai, where Moses had received the Ten Commandments from God. It's hard for me sometimes to shake off the feeling that as we meet here Sunday after Sunday, I think of this place sort of as that broom tree in the desert, right? It's a place where I can rest from the intensity of all the heat that's out there, metaphorical and sometimes literal. And I can receive bread and water directly from God, to be reminded that any struggles or anxieties that I may have are really nothing new. They're in fact as old as the sand that Elijah rested on. Paul's letters begin always by addressing his congregation, which consisted of the Romans, Corinthians, Philemon, Galatians, Philippians, Thessalonians. Today it was the Ephesians. He refers to these congregations as his brothers and sisters, and by doing so, he instills a sense of community in the desert, where we all share in the bread of life together. Do not grieve, he says to the Ephesians. He implores them, remove bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, reviling, or perhaps booing. Replace that with forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. To imitate God and live in love as Christ has loved us. Paul provides the bread and water of love and forgiveness in the desert of anger, fury, and shouting. The world today seems to be dominated more by political arguing than any time I can remember in my lifetime. And that debate is filled with all kinds of cruelty, anger, and fury, and shouting. And one of the most raw examples of this can be conjured up in the arguments about what do we do about COVID. COVID is no big deal, it's only the flu. Or perhaps COVID is deadly and should be respected. Or maybe changing our lives because of COVID is a restriction on my freedom. Vaccines are safe. No, vaccines are dangerous. Vaccines are fine, but it's a matter of personal choice. Those who don't get the vaccine are being selfish. Those who insist I get the vaccine are infringing on my rights. On and on we go. I recently read an article titled, "No Matter What You Think About COVID, Most People Disagree With You." This statement was backed up with statistics that showed there are at least six different groups that each of us here would fall into based on their beliefs about what the right thing to do about COVID is. The largest of these groups represents about 30% of the population. So in other words, the biggest group still has at least 70% of the population disagreeing with them. It seems to me like a description of six different deserts, and each of us lives on one of them, feeling like we're in the minority. And this is where Paul, calling to us as brothers and sisters, implores us to remove bitterness, anger, shouting, malice, and replace that with the compassion and forgiveness that God has given us through Christ. For it is God, for if God is for us, who can be against us? When Jesus proclaims that everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me, it is indeed wise to just shut out the noisemakers and listen. Who among us hasn't spent some time in the desert and been blessed to be provided with bread and water when we most needed it? Who among us doesn't know someone that may be in a desert right now? Someone among us who desperately needs bread and water that we are very equipped here today to provide. When we do this, when we provide the bread of life, we become the body of Christ. So I hope that this broom tree here called St. James can be a refuge in the desert where the body of Christ can be nourished by the bread of life so that we can continue on our journey filling our fellow refugees with the bread and water needed to sustain them.